producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, President Obama has told Politico that he's energized. He's not depressed, and he should be energized. No one has ever destroyed the sovereignty of the United States of America like President Barack Hussein Obama. And you've got all his different foils going on. Oh, the open border advocates are mad at him. They're demonstrating. They're filing lawsuits. He didn't open the borders up enough. He didn't legalize enough people. He didn't do an executive order legalizing everybody. That's because he's already done it outside of an executive order. And within that is the whole shill. So that people go, oh, immigration reform didn't happen yet. As if it's immigration reform to get rid of our borders, rid of our sovereignty, and give the political class an unlimited third world population to be a political army who will vote as they're told to vote because they're given welfare and other goodies. And Senator Sessions has come out and basically said the Democrats are all part of this executive takeover and are complicit. And that the executive takeover has already happened. Thank God for Senator Sessions. Three times with George W. Bush. I remember covering it right here on air. Right here on this Sunday broadcast. He would leak the, quote, secret bill. Because you're not supposed to have a bill. Just trust us, it's not amnesty. And the Republican leadership wanted it. And now he says Senate Dems are willing accomplices in Obama's lawless executive amnesty. Yeah, he's doing it outside of an executive order and then saying, I'm not going to act yet, when in January they ordered the Border Patrol to basically stop apprehending anybody. I mean, come on, folks. You pay taxes for the welfare system, and then you're going to say that unlimited people can come here and get everything for free. And I'm not on some jihad, on some crusade against people from Latin America. It's just that the political class in this country is a bunch of lawyers and bankers that want to bankrupt the country as fast as they can to bring it into receivership and then reside over that collapse and then use the unlimited third world hordes as the global meltdown accelerates, as the political mercenaries or Hessians to come in and take over the nation. You know, I'm German. I'm Alsatian. I got a lot of German on both sides of my family. My mom's pretty much German. I'm not against Germans, but I was against tens of thousands of German troops, Hessian troops, Bavarian troops, brought here in 1776 to fight the colonies. Just like I'm not against the German people, I'm against Hitler. I'm against the political plan. Just like I'm not against Latin Americans, I wish they were free and rich, and I wish there was places nicer than the U.S. down there, I'd be living down there. I'm not afraid of brown people. I'm afraid of what's going on inside their heads. I'm afraid of the globalists wanting to bring them here to carry out their political plan. See, I've said this 1,000 times, I'll say it again. The New World Order is for gun control. I'm against it. I have a lot of intellectual reasons, but the globalists are bad people. They have bad will. They're enslavers. I'm default against anything they're for. They're for banker bailouts. I'm against it. They're for devaluing the dollar. I'm against it. They're for launching all these new wars and funding Al-Qaeda. I'm against it. They are for satellite tracker boxes and all the cars attached by the mile. I'm against it. Basically, anything they're for, I'm against it. But I watch these little tricks about, yeah, Obama's getting protested by the illegals. You want to buy La Raza and Mechia and everybody because he didn't legalize everybody? He did. He already did. Buy Fiat. So see how they play these mind games? I'm sick of it. Another Harvard lawyer running the scam. I see through it. I began to get into...
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
Let me think.
Even now, orders are being shouted into telephones, and men with guns will soon be on their way.
It's time for such.
Damn it! Why? Because while the truncheon may be used in lieu of conversation, words will always retain their power. Words are for the means to meaning, and for those who will listen, the enunciation of truth. And the truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance and oppression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and surveilling your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others. They will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror. I know why you did it. I know you were afraid. Who wouldn't be? War, terror, disease. There were a myriad of problems which conspired to corrupt your reason and rob you of your common sense. Fear got the best of you, and in your panic you turned to the now High Chancellor, Adam Sutler. He promised you order, he promised you peace, and all he demanded in return was your silent, obedient consent.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
My friends, it is already September 7th, 2014. We are live right now at 4:08 and 7 seconds Central Standard Time, broadcasting worldwide on AM and FM affiliates across the United States, global shortwave, satellite, the internet, at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us today. How does The Tale of Two Cities begin? That classic novel. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. I probably begun over the last 20 years of being on air. It's now 20 years. 20 years next month. In the last 20 years that I've been on air, since October, so long ago, I've said many times it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. So when I talk about all these terrible things that are happening, it's so that we can have a debate about it and try to change what's bad and promote what's good. Any culture that sweeps things under the rug will rot from the head down very, very quickly. Now, I have a lot of geopolitical news on the economy, on ISIS, on what's happening to the Second Amendment. There's just a lot of important news. Immigration, it's all coming up today. That's why I broadcast 6 days a week. because so much is happening on the weekend. I like to get a jump on the news Sunday evenings. Then we're back weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. When I talk about the best of times, worst of times, there is so much incredible goodness in this world. So many positive things. So many good people in the private sector and government and in universities and in the whole culture. Farmers, ranchers, auto mechanics, school teachers, it doesn't matter. Individually, there's a lot of beautiful people. But when we look at so many of the special interests that reside at the top of the pyramid, they want to secure their gains, much of which was gotten through government contracts and insider crony capitalist deals. But they want to bring in socialism for the grassroots to suppress us in a domesticated quagmire where we're dependent on them like fish in a tank to be fed and to be taken care of. Well, I don't want to live like an animal. I want to control my own destiny. I want my children to be able to be free thinkers and worship what gods or not they will. The so-called atheists, those that promote the state, they want to be God. They want to be in charge. And I'm here to tell you, I am for separation of church and state. In this deceived world, we're taught by the authoritarians that call themselves liberals. The separation of church and state means the government runs the churches, and you can't tell people about Jesus Christ at a public school at lunch if you're a student, but they can tell you all day long about any other god or culture or Harry Potter that they see fit. When in truth, separation of church and state means Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion and prohibiting the free exercise thereof. It means government, centrally, has no jurisdiction. It's as if they're blind. It's not their world. It's not their sector. It's not their prerogative to even have an opinion or to open their mouths. Instead, we have state-run religion under 501c3 in this country. And when I try to go to Baptist churches in town, they'll have little handouts. I've showed them on air where they say, even when you go to this picnic, don't discuss politics personally. There is no law. There is no regulation. There is only the intimidation of the central government and the fact that we now, to a great extent, have a state-run church in this country and state-run media. But our money that's supposed to be run by Congress is run by a private bank that calls itself the Federal Reserve. What a joke. And they teach in public schools 2 + 2 = 5 under Common Core. We're living in a Twilight Zone episode. So there's a lot I'm going to cover today, but I'm going to break down coming up in the second hour today something of such massive import that if the public ever knew what I knew, if the public ever knew what Dr. Andrew Wakefield knew, if the public ever knew and ever saw the documents that we're going to present and ever cared, it would cause a chain reaction that would bring this whole system down. Do you care that from 1946 until the late 1970s, there was a secret program to inject black people with syphilis? Do you care there was a program from the 1950s to 1990s to nerve gas U.S. troops until they died and tell their families they died of the flu? It's called Project Shad. See, because if the technocracy that runs things did that in thousands of different studies and tests that the general public's not aware of, the general public's only aware of a few of the more famous ones, what does it say about the people behind the curtain where presidents come and go, bureaucracies stay? What makes this world tick? What is the governing philosophy of the ruling class? I know what it is. I've read their books. I've read their writings. They think you're so stupid, they publish it all in Ecoscience and 1,000 other tomes about their dream that makes Hitler look like a simpleton choir boy. See, that's the world I live in, the real world. So we're going to tell you about the secrets of vaccines, not just from the whistleblowers of 2004, but the whistleblowers of 2014, 10 years later. Another top scientist who co-authored the study in 2004 has gone public saying it was all a fraud. They knew the vaccines were causing autoimmune disorders and inflammation on the brain and in the intestines and stomach, and was brain damaging millions of children every year. And it came out 2 weeks ago, and there's been no mainstream media coverage of it as they try to silence the whistleblower. Of course, the study said mercury is good for your child's brain. I don't need to read a study to know that was pure bull. Mercury is one of the most destructive heavy metals in the body. But we're going to break down the truth behind vaccines coming up as well today and let you know what the system doesn't want you to know and what could bring them down.
Open your eyes. It's time to give your eyes a powerful nutritional boost. Sight is the primary input to the brain, arguably making eyesight the most important sense we have. And just like the other important organs in our bodies, our eyes function at peak levels when they are fed the proper amounts of essential nutrition. Open your eyes. Combining key ingredients like vitamin A, zinc, lutein, proprietary saffron bulb extracts, and more, OcuPower by InfoWars Life is the new formulation specifically designed to nutritionally assist the natural function of healthy eyes. Optimize the natural power of your eyes with the latest addition to the super high-quality InfoWars Life formulations, OcuPower. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com to order OcuPower or call 1-888-253-3139. OcuPower. Open your eyes.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. From time to time, we've been tempted to believe that society has become too complex to be managed by self-rule, that government by an elite group is superior to government for, by, and of the people.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Hello, me. Meet the real me and my misfits.
That was Ronald Reagan bringing us in from 1984. And whether Ronald Reagan actually carried out all the things he claimed he stood for, what he stood for, at least verbally, was very good, very Americana. Now we have Obama saying, you didn't build your business, raising the debt limit doesn't raise the debt limit, on and on and on. MSNBC says in promos, your kids belong to the state. They are throwing it in our face. And we know collectivism doesn't work for the average person. It only works for the elites at the top that control the collectivism. Just during the break, I went back in the coffee room to get a glass of iced tea, and we had Fox News and CNN as well on back there, but I was watching Fox News, and they were debating about, oh, Obama's trying to spin this, that he didn't get defeated on immigration reform, but I'll tell you, he did. And then they went to Juan Williams, who was saying, well, the Republicans are very obstructionist, blah, blah, blah. The Republican leadership wrote the amnesty plan. They tried to pass it three times under George W. Bush. The big banks, the big multinationals want to drive wages down. They want to politically be able to control the population. They want to make this country a third world nation. Let's get that straight. The Republican leadership wrote, with Ezekiel Emanuel from the Democrats, Obamacare. Our problem is the Republican leadership. Our problem is the rhinos. Our problem is that we don't have two political parties in this country. We have one elitist, globalist party, and you've got both the Democrats and Republicans together as two wings of the same bird trying to destroy the Tea Party and anybody who doesn't want to sell this country down the river. They want to butcher this nation like a Christmas hog. They want to render us down like a corporate takeover of a healthy company. They want to subdivide and sell off the assets and take a windfall profit up front when it's one-millionth of what we could do as a nation based on liberty and freedom. They are a bunch of pirates. But even the politically savvy only read the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and watch Fox News. People that think they're savvy tune in and go, yeah, Obama, man, he sure got it on immigration. Oh, he sure got it. The borders are wide open. Since the beginning of this year, we proved it, but it's since been in the precious New York Times, so it exists now. Did a tree fall in the forest make a sound? Only the New York Times reports on it. That they bring the illegals in unlimited of any age, load them on buses, give them federal vouchers to bus them anywhere they want to go. And there is just a flood of hundreds of thousands of people 17 years old or younger, but they're only a small percentage of the overall flood. And again, we got checkpoints on highways, TSA checkpoints, all this garbage. The illegals can fly without ID. I'm just pointing out the whole war on terror is a hoax. The whole security state in the name of keeping us safe is a fraud. While the border's wide open, you better not try to put me in a naked body scanner or fondle me, okay? or my family. I'm sick of it. I've had enough of the NSA spying on me to stop Al-Qaeda, who they've renamed ISIS, who our government gave Stinger missiles to in Benghazi. I told you that back when it happened, 3 days after, with top sources, all confirmed. We broke everything on Benghazi first. I got to enjoy the death threats over it. I got to have the colonel calling me up saying, oh, my God, I got to backtrack this on your show. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's the kind of stuff I have to deal with. CIA whistleblowers, Tosh Plumlee, just, I'm not even bragging. Just do you, is it pearls before swine here, though? Do you realize what you're being given on this show? Do you have any idea how we're light years ahead of anything you're going to get on television anywhere else or radio? And it's not because these other shows don't know. They're all scared. Let me tell you, I don't want higher ratings. I don't want to get any bigger than I am. Do you know how fast this show's exploding? Do you know how big on every platform we're getting? We used to, on our platforms, have 4 or 5 million views on YouTube a week. Now we're getting like 10 million views on YouTube a week. And that's just on our channels. We're getting AM and FM affiliates just everywhere. You know how scary that is? The fact that the public is so awake that we're now seen as mainstream, and it doesn't matter. The establishment doesn't even care. It doesn't even care. I mean, it's just crazy. It's creepy. It's creepy. I don't want to be the only one that knows this. I don't want to be the only one that understands this. I know I'm not the only one. I know you know. So get out there and warn people and expose it. Now, Obama says he's energized, not exhausted. President Obama may seem fatigued after nearly 6 years in office, but he said in an interview airing Sunday, interviewing a former White House official, that's who interviews him, he considers himself energized. Yeah, I just saw the clip. By what he hopes to accomplish before leaving the White House. Obama's hair has grayed, and he's spending less time worried about optics and more time about the golf course. But that doesn't mean he's exhausted, he told NBC's Chuck Todd. He said someone suggested the president might be. He wanted to say that, I know, I've actually feel energized about the opportunities we've got. Yeah. Is Obama defeated not getting amnesty with an executive order that's unconstitutional? See, when an executive order is treason to just get rid of the border and legalize anybody they feel like, when that can't be done because the public's awake to it, you just do it without even an order, just with a secret order. And then you have the Republicans come out and announce Obama's defeated, the border's secure, and all the Republicans go back in their holes or go back to the golf course and go to sleep. That's how the fake Republicanoid Fox News people control their only opposition that the globalists see is the conservative libertarian movement in this country. They play you like a fiddle over and over and over and over again. I've seen some criticism. It's a small amount of criticism, but in the aggregate, but it's substantial when you have millions of listeners every day, saying, Alex, I've been listening to you for 15 years, and I've never heard you endorse a war. I hate your guts now that you support Rand Paul saying that we should target and bomb ISIS. Let me explain something. When Saudi Arabia supposedly is involved in the very suspicious attacks of 9/11, and then we attack Iraq with no proof, I was against that. When we attack Syria, who's fighting al-Qaeda, when Syria didn't do anything to anybody, I'm against it, just like Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and others were. I'm a moral person. I try to judge and go with my gut and go with intellectual analysis. ISIS is real, folks. There's hundreds of thousands of them. At least 100,000 in Iraq, over 200,000 jihadis in Syria, blowing up every mosque that's not radical, blowing up every church, cutting Christians' heads off, blowing up ancient Jewish shrines, engaging in true war crimes. And I am for taking them out. In fact, not just stopping them, destroying them. The problem is our government helped create them. So when we come back, I'm going to break down the latest on ISIS. The imminent threat Homeland Security says will happen, they believe, by September 11th. I don't know if that's true. We're going to look at our reporters are on the border. That's all coming up straight ahead. I'm going to explain why I'm for striking ISIS.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
You want to stop tyranny?
You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
George Washington once said that government is a dangerous, dangerous servant like fire. It's a dangerous servant and a fearful master. Power tends to corrupt, Lord Acton said, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That tends to explain the situation our world is in right now. Now, I I've talked a lot about this, and anybody can search engine the terms I'm going to put out right now, or you can read articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to prove this to yourself. But Saudi Arabia is the center of Islam. Mecca is based there. Muhammad came from that region that is now Saudi Arabia since 1931. And 79% of Islam is Sunni. And 15% or so of that, 10-15% of that, is Wahhabist. And those are the folks that basically behave like a group of gremlins on PCP. They're the ones that like to saw little kids' heads off and things for no reason at all and eat hearts on television and the rest of it. The craziest tend to rule and lead this group. They make the bad guys in the Road Warrior look like Cub Scout leaders. Let's just say they're scum of the earth. British intelligence over 100 years ago basically financed them to take over the Middle East. You can look that up, Lawrence of Arabia, the whole nine yards. Because no one can deny they're vicious. And they wanted to counter the Ottoman Empire and collapse it, and they did. What was left of it, some of the vestigial parts of it. But the issue I want to raise now is that if you don't know history, you are doomed to repeat it. To quote another British statesman. And I remember it was in the Associated Press and other publications, London Telegraph, about a month ago. Don't kick ISIS off the internet. Let them be on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Let them recruit. Because then we could track them better. No, they were given 15,000 heat-seeking missiles. They were allowed to operate because they work for the globalists to destabilize the world. And if ISIS becomes stronger and there's real attacks in the West, they can take American and European liberties in the name of fighting an enemy they created. It doesn't mean they get daily orders from the Pentagon or from Tel Aviv or from Turkey, Istanbul. It means the door's been opened, they've been armed, they've been protected to just run around crazy. They try to take over Kurdistan, take over oil fields. Okay, bomb them. Paint by the numbers, stay where you're supposed to go, ISIS. They've used these groups against our allies in Egypt. You name it. They've taken over Tripoli and Libya and are murdering everybody that isn't a Wahhabist right now. This is the globalist secret army for worldwide destabilization. And then I get up this morning and I go to Infowars.com and there is mainstream British newspapers with the government saying, let the jihadis, because a bunch of them come from England, come back to England. Then we can understand Al-Qaeda, its new name ISIS. Just like the leader of the 7/7 bombings, it came out on Fox News and even CNN. We interviewed the former Justice Department counterterrorism director, John Loftus, here on the radio about it, after he was on those shows. He said, no, that's British intelligence. No, they run Al-Qaeda right now. They're in the news today saying, let tens of thousands of jihadis come back to England. Don't block their flight. Senator Ted Cruz introduced a bill to not let you come back if you fight for Al-Qaeda, now named ISIS. And I totally agree. The point is, we all have to lose our liberties and have the NSA spy on us, supposedly because of Al-Qaeda, now known as ISIS or IS, Islamic State, when they're saying, oh, don't shut down their Twitter or Facebook. Let them fly around all they want because they work for the West. And Obama's bombing an old Jeep or bombing some artillery. They're not bombing ISIS. They've been funding them for 4 years to bring down Syria. And when they couldn't, they spilt back into Iraq across the border and are now supposed to set up their new Islamic State taking part of Syria. If they get outside of it, they get bombed. They have a treatment they do for burns, other infections. They'll actually put maggot eggs inside your body where you have gangrene or whatever, and the maggots, the fly larvae, will eat the rotten meat. And if they get outside that area, you just burn them with a laser. That's kind of what this is. They planted a bunch of fly eggs in the Middle East, and they're only allowed to eat the areas that they're supposed to be in. It's like Al-Qaeda is like globalist nanotech or something. And that's what's happening. I mean, here are the headlines. U.S. military launches airstrikes near Iraq's Haditha Dam, where Al-Qaeda has taken over for months, known as ISIS. ISIS fighters must be allowed back into the U.K., says ex-MI6 chief. Counterterrorism expert Richard Barrett says repentant jihadists. Oh, I'm repentant. Remember, the head of the 7/7 bombings, it turned out, was MI6. Oh, the people blowing themselves up were real, but they were working for MI6. I'm going to say this again. MI6 literally went out and found nutballs, had them go carry out the attack bare minimum, and then protected their leader, what was his name, Rashida Swat, who still ought to live in a mansion and fly around and be free. No, don't let these people in to blow stuff up so you can take my freedom. No, 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 no! You understand this? Our governments are funding these crazy people, letting them in to do this. I get censored on Facebook and Twitter all the time. Navy SEALs that exposed Obama on Benghazi had their Facebook shut down. It became national news last year. You understand? We have some viral meme that's reaching tens of millions. They just kill it. But ISIS is allowed to operate. I am not allowed to operate to try to expose all this or expose vaccine damage or GMO dangers killing rats. I just want public good. I just want to help society. I'm no angel, but I have an instinct to want to do good, do no harm. I'm not a doctor. I'm not taking a Hippocratic oath, but I get it. Look at this. And then we've got links in this article here from the London Observer, where they go through it all. They're announcing, oh, let the jihadis that are eating hearts, sawing off heads, blowing up churches, blowing up non-radical Muslim mosques. I mean, they've killed over 400,000 people, 300,000, Lancet Journal, in Syria, 100,000 in Iraq. That's a conservative number. Let's let them back in, okay? But when I flew back in from Grand Cayman a few months ago, I'd been put on a terror watch list and had to get interrogated. And when the customs officials came out, they said, we're listeners. We can't believe this. We're so ashamed. And she said, you can go. But they said, soon, Mr. Jones, there'll be a robot, a computer in control. We won't be able to let you back in. We're sorry. Okay, so you understand, I won't be able to leave the country or come back soon, but ISIS can. Because this is going on here in the U.S. It turns out ISIS is going back and forth between the Middle East and the U.S. That was in ABC News a few days ago. And they are in the news going, well, we need to let them in, blah, blah, blah. We can track them. What, you can track the spiders you put in our bed? And then when they bite us, you're there selling us anti-spider venom, which is tyranny? Look at this article. Don't bomb ISIS, Syria, Iraq, Iran, or any place else, from Lou Rockwell. I want to get Lou Rockwell on about this week, but look. I get not being for war. I've never supported one military action. And quite frankly, they won't really target ISIS here, so it'll all be fake. But in spirit, I agree with Rand Paul saying, don't stop ISIS, destroy ISIS. This is Al-Qaeda. Again, the war on terror is fake, but it doesn't mean there isn't real terrorists. The war on terror helps create these pieces of crap. They have to be dealt with. Now, we've got one of the biggest medical stories ever. This is huge whistleblower level, confirmed, documented info coming up. I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth crystals. And the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Friday, we had William Binney, who was the director of the National Security Agency Technology Division, basically number three or number four in the whole agency, that they tried to put in prison for exposing the illegal spying, the highest level NSA whistleblower ever. The guy is a complete hero. They've tried to destroy him. It's like a Hollywood movie what they've done to him. We have another hero with us this hour into the next hour, and that's Dr. Andrew Wakefield, who is a medical doctor, MD, MB in England, lives here in Austin. And he's an academic, a gastroenterologist, if I'm pronouncing that wrong, receiving his medical degree from St. Mary's Hospital Medical School, University of London, and other degrees, Royal College of Pathologists. I'm not going to go over his whole background. AutismMediaChannel.com is a good website to check. We'll also give you his YouTube channel as well, Autism Media Channel. I got a call from about 2 weeks ago, a few days before it broke, saying a major CDC scientist, Centers for Disease Control, is going to go public in the next week. And we'd like to work with you on this. They were part of the study in 2004 a study we've ridiculed where they say mercury's good for children's brains. It's like saying bullets are good for your head. I'm no scientist. I know mercury's deadly for the brain. I know electrochemically we've shown electron microscope clips on television from universities. There's nothing more destructive in the brain from my research except cyanide. And it's debated whether it's worse than cyanide in brain tissue. It may be worse. So he's saying mercury's bad. He's the kook. He's the weirdo. He's saying 2 + 2 = 4. We're going to throw some tomatoes at him here. That's what mainstream media did. So they came out with this article a few years ago saying a hoax. He's been discredited with his study. There's no links to autism for his valiant study in England with children. Turned out the British government years before already knew it, had done a similar study. We had whistleblowers on Thimerosal from the CDC. The director of its own memo came out in 2004 from 2000 that they knew it was causing autism and said, don't give it to your kids. That was in the meetings. There it is, CDC. Natural, neutral on Thimerosal and flu vaccine for toddlers. So they try all sorts of spin out there. He'll be with us throughout the next hour, but no media covered one of the top scientists, a co-author of the pro-vaccine story. This scientist has now gone public saying in one area it tripled autism in black male boys. We'll explain why it targets boys more than girls with Dr. Wakefield, but we got 7 minutes till break, sir. I want to give you the floor here, but you are such a hero, just like William Binney of the NSA, a director of their technology division, going public. You hit the barbed wire first. You charged the machine gun nest. You were absolutely attacked, lied about. You're suing in court. It's gone to the appellate about the defamation that you believe is clearly there. I agree with you. But this is the type of stuff that they engage in. It's a hoax. Wakefield's wrong. Water is not wet. The sky is not blue. 2 + 2 = 1 billion, not 4. But this is such a huge victory, and you told me as you came in beaming. So I know you've lived in Austin 4, 5, 6 years. I've gotten to know you well. You've been a little bit depressed. Now you seem to be beaming. Another victory with more whistleblowers on vaccines coming out. We're really seeing humanity find its soul again. And I've just got to congratulate you on what you've done for humanity. You said, don't congratulate me during the break, and a tear in your eye. How many children have been put against the wall, lined up in a vaccine firing squad? And it's not that we're against the science of inoculation. I know there's some truth to that. You have said that yourself. It's that what they're putting in it, what they're doing is so dangerous. So you're the expert. Tell us what's coming up in the next hour and how big this new whistleblower is and why they're blacking it out. Dr. Andrew Wakefield.
Alex, it's great to be back. Thank you very much. This has been a momentous couple of weeks. I don't remember anything quite like it in the last 20 years. But just to back up a little bit, the first study we did was on the MMR vaccine back in 1998. And that was a vaccine, a live viral vaccine, that parents had linked to autism. It did not have thimerosal in, but many of the other vaccines, particularly those in use in this country, did have thimerosal, the mercury preservative. That had been implicated in neurodevelopmental disorders over here, and we think, as you pointed out, that these things are interacting with each other to potentiate the risk. But just in the last 2 weeks, and great thanks, great credit to Brian Hooker, Dr. Brian Hooker, who brought this whistleblower out. Dr. William Thompson, a senior scientist at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, has come forward and admitted to 13 years of fraud and cover-up of the link between MMR vaccine and autism.
Because of a tortured conscience.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, this is epic. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, he did that. And then he raised these concerns way back in 2001, 2002. He went right to the top of the CDC to Julie Gerberding, who, as you well know, went straight from the CDC to become head of vaccines at Merck.
So he's been a tortured soul for 14 years, worried about this.
Yes, he has. And he finally came forward to Dr. Hooker, and he really spilled his heart out and told him the truth about what had happened. They had tested the hypothesis, the idea that the younger age of exposure that you got the MMR, the greater the risk of autism. That makes sense because when you get natural measles, if you get it under one, then the outcome is likely to be worse than if you get it over one. So we see this with natural infection. In fact, we put that idea forward to the CDC back in 2000, 2001. So they tested that idea. and they showed that it was correct. They spent the next 3 years working out how to get rid of that effect so that they didn't have to admit to the fact that MMR vaccine was, in fact, for some children not safe.
And he's come out with his lawyer for 2 weeks, and I've seen almost no mainstream media coverage of this. Do these reporters not care about their children? Do we know how they're – because even if it wasn't true, even if he was crazy, which no one's saying, this is a big issue to have one of the main authors in a multi-hundred million dollar, you know, facility system saying we covered this up. This is definitely causing autism in boys threefold. I mean, this is just giant news. And so there's a whole other story here. How is the media so controlled that this vindicating information that could save tens of millions of children's brains with autism going from 1 in 30,000 to 1 in 68 now, just epidemic, how could this not be national news?
It is extraordinary, isn't it, how much the media is controlled, is owned by, I believe, their sponsors and influence from the government. It is incredible. I mean, what Dr. Thompson described, and let me just give you the context here. If this were a money laundering ring, Dr. Thompson would be the accountant. He is the man with the numbers. He did the analysis. He knows. So he is the key guy. And when he comes forward and says this, then you better take it.
He's the comptroller, the kingpin.
Absolutely.
This isn't some low level. This is like the guy that saw the BS.
Absolutely. He saw it. He pointed it out. He pointed out to the highest level in the CDC. And instead of being acted upon, he was disciplined instead. So that is...
As you were.
Exactly. That seems to be the modus operandi if you come forward with concerns about vaccine safety.
How dare you not want to have millions of brain-damaged children on your hands?
Yeah. That's... And it's even more insidious than that, Alex, because what he found, as the alternative media have reported, is that the effect was driven by a very high risk in black boys. Why that was, we don't know. Why particularly black boys? Is that a genetic component to the risk? We don't know. But I said to him, what do these data say? Are they telling us that actually MMR vaccine is a risk for autism per se, and that younger age of exposure is a particular risk in the African-American male population? He said, absolutely.
Well, I've seen the studies on fluoride. It hits black males more. What's the difference between boys and girls? I mean, medical doctors always tell me girls are tougher than boys. Not physically in a fist fight, but just blood-brain barrier.
Yeah, they're tougher in many ways. I mean, the infant mortality in girls historically from infectious disease was lower than boys. Boys, maybe their immune system developed later. There is clearly an effect of hormones. If you look at the work of Boyd Haley and you put neurons in culture and add thimerosal, then it kills them. If you add thimerosal and testosterone, it kills them at a much higher rate. So there's some kind of chemical interaction between these things that may enhance the risk to boys.
Humans, from what I've read, males are the supercharged version of Homo sapien, almost a derivative of females if you get into the deeper science. That's why we can't handle these insults. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Dr. Andrew Wakefield. This is concerning everyone. Our children are in trouble. Millions of children are diagnosed in the U.S. alone every year with autism. It's a crisis. We have the answers. We know from whistleblowers, 360 degrees, there's a cover-up. And now a key man at a comptroller level, witnessing the statistics being manipulated, has gone public, and you've heard nothing about it. Tell your friends and family to tune in right now. The answer on vaccine safety, straight ahead.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.